Prayer. This is Aratima. Do prayers work? How do we pray? And are there certain particular formulas, or is there a certain structure how we should pray? Well, prayer is, I think, a very normal and natural human response in a life that, in essence, is much greater than we can actually understand or we can control. And life always brings situations that are very difficult to handle. Everybody goes through a situation that appears so much bigger than one can actually even respond to or know what to do with. And essentially, you probably prayed as well. I'm sure that everybody prayed at some point in a certain way, maybe not specifically to the idea of God or had a particular kind of prayer that maybe in certain religions are being used. But maybe it was just a longing, an extending of your heart towards something greater, an opening, a questioning, a reaching out for help, a willingness to receive some support. It's an attitude. It can be very simple and quiet. There can be a silent prayer where there's just an offering of one's situation, almost like a surrender, a simplicity in praying. But before we talk a little bit more about the prayer process, we have to look at the fact that there are two sides or two aspects to the divine. When we use the word God, we don't really want to think about a person somewhere sitting there in heaven or in whatever religion you are familiar with. But there is a personal aspect to that creator. And there is an impersonal aspect to the creator. And in the realm of the heart, in the realm of the psychic, in the realm of the different levels of heavens and hells, there is actually a relationship to something that is the cause of the universe. There is a personal Godhead. In the Christian religion, there is this idea or the figure of the God. In the Eastern religions, there are different. There is Krishna, the Godhead, the personification of God. And when we go back in certain times, there was the personification was female. But there's always a personification. And we might just say, oh, this is because humans need an image that resembles himself or herself. But in essence, it is even spoken about that we're made in the image of the divine, in the image of God. And the truth is that there is a personal aspect and an impersonal aspect. Now, when we look at the core, there are the three main portals. The navel portal is the portal to power, and there is an impersonal force. There's an impersonal aspect of the divine that doesn't really care how you feel. It's just pure power. It has a lot to do with the forces of nature. Because if there's a tsunami, the tsunami doesn't care if your house gets destroyed or if a life is taken. There is an interplay of forces that make this universe go around, and it's very orderly in that way. And then there is the middle portal, which is the heart, and that's the psychic realm, where there's a relating and a loveliness, a lightness, an illumination, and a caring and a compassionate experience. And that is the portal of prayer in the sense that we think of when we talk about praying to somebody, because we're actually relating to something. We're relating to that which is so much more than we are. It is that opening from that small person, that small container that you are, to something much, much greater that is holding and causing this whole universe to exist. So that's what we pray to. We open ourselves to the luminous realms. And when we're familiar with that, we do this a lot, and there are relations that we build with the deities, the gods with a small g, you could say, the angels, the luminous beings, the support systems. There as well ancestors that can be very supportive as well. They're not always trouble. There are also some ancestors, they're actually quite evolved and they support us and they protect us and they guide us. It really depends on your unique path, a unique soul situation in this life. Now, when we go up to the portal of the third eye, there isn't something other to relate to. And you think of the triangle, the fulcrum of the apex of the triangle. Your third eye cannot relate to something other. That's the point where you realize that I am that, I am that, I am, I am. So what are we praying to? But that is the realm of perception where we shift, where there's no time and space. When it comes to prayer, there is time and space involved. We are having an issue, we're speaking it out, and then we receive back communication, either energetically through an upliftment or energetically in a luminous way that affects the situation that you're in. And there are myriads of stories where people are experiencing an intervention that cannot be explained, where light is seen or people appear or situations are somehow changing and shifting in ways that make no sense, that cannot be explained in logical ways. And we know that there was an intervention from that lighter heavenly realms, the beings that we have communicated to and that are then assisting. The purity of heart and the true caring and surrendering to the help is very important, because there has to be some receptivity. We can pray and ask and block. And also the practice of actually opening the heart and offering kindness and love and luminosity to the psychic realm, to the psychic network, the connectedness, being in touch, having relations with luminous beings through high levels of attention is also very important, so that there is support when it really matters. Now, when there's a strong outcry in a moment where maybe you've never prayed, some people have never prayed and they have never really thought of the divine, and suddenly there's a real pain and suffering moment occurring, something's happening to somebody or somebody got lost or something, whatever it is, and then this person is suddenly just praying and just say, I really just need some help, please help, then the sincerity can be answered, and the good karma of that person accessing that energy can do wonders to have that intervention have happened then. So it's worthwhile praying. In fact, meditation is a form of listening. And so we receive and listen and fill up and heal and gain power and clarity and seeing who we truly are. And at the same time, we cultivate the heart with prayer. And there are lots of beautiful prayers in history that are actually very interestingly designed. When we look at the prayers of, for example, the Our Father who art in heaven in the Christian tradition, when I look at that prayer, I can actually see that it's a healing modality. There's a certain steps in it that actually do certain things within the energetic system that shift you in a certain way that actually help you heal. And there is actually an older original form that is originally Aramaic that I'd like to share here as well. You will find it in the following MP3.